This is CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, the Ad Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
With G-Man, the Ad Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man the Ad Man, and we are back at it. That last kid gets me every single time. Every single time. Is that the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty? That shit never gets old. It never gets old. It's your boy G-Man the Ad Man, and we're back at it. It's been another couple of dope weeks of advertising. I didn't get to hang out with you guys last week because, you know, we're still celebrating Women's Month, and nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. We are still strong in our cause for Women's Month. So, dude, is the word Happy Women's Month? Yeah, I think I'm allowed to say Happy Women's Month. Happy Women's Month to all you ladies out there, all you ladies in the ad game as well, all the ladies who hold us down, you know, you know, there's a big important part for me in this game that is a big bugbear for me is this conversation about, you know, leadership in or female leadership in the creative industries and in advertising. So here's to us getting a step closer to those elusive black female ECDs. Hopefully this becomes one of the platforms that actually gets to pioneer that important conversation. But yeah. We're gonna have us a dope show today. There's a lot happening. There's a whole bunch of dope things that have happened in the past 2 weeks or so. Speaking of Women's Month. The open chair held the event last week, and I think it was really, really dope from what I hear from the people who went to the open chair event. I hear it was really, really dope. So huge shout out. You remember the ladies came through last week and spoke about the open chair and the whole format. So apparently it was fantastic. So it'd be really cool to get some feedback from some people who went out there. So if you had open chair, if you happen to be out there and hang out with Suhana and Simone and the rest of the crew, hit us up. That's at Black Simmons, BLAXEM, and tell us how it went down. You know, tell us how the whole thing was. Tell us how much fun it was, how important it was to you and that whole thing. So just break it down for us. Also, remember, we have that WhatsApp number. That's 079-748-2090. Every now and then I keep getting this little frog in my throat. But it won't win this battle against me and the Luris because we all know that's what's coming up this week. In fact, we're going to be talking about that a little later in the show. We're going to be talking to some people who are already at the show. Tell us what's going on. You know, what's the prep looking like? You know, what are people setting up? You know, cause you know, like I think that, you know, there's constantly this brand new school stream of kids that are going to Luris, and I sometimes worry for them, I get excited for them, but yeah, guys, it's gonna be dope. We're gonna be chatting to some people who are at the Luris to kind of let you know how worried you should be. Or how excited you should be. There's some finalists that have already been announced. I saw one or two people already posted about their finalists. So huge shout out to everybody who's out there who already got some finalists out there. Good luck. I constantly have conversations here about how tough having a finalist can be if you don't win. But I mean, we're all going to stay positive. You out there that's got finalists, you are going to win, because that's just how good energy works, you know. So we're just gonna throw good energy away, you're going to win some stuff this weekend. If not, you're going to win some contacts, right? Because you're going to be, you're one of the finalists, and someone's going to come up to you and they're going to say, hey, brew, how are you doing? How's your agency? Do you want to have a chat? Meet me downstairs for a drink, brew. You know what I mean? Embrace those conversations because they're coming. It's going to be amazing, and they're an important part of this whole Luri's journey. So huge shout out to everybody who's got a finalist so far. Hope you brought a lot of business cards in order to exchange with the guys. But yeah, let's talk about some of the other stuff that's been happening in the game in the past couple of days. So now, you know, for those of you who are about football, I mean, I know this is a show about branding and advertising, but football is a big part of branding and advertising, especially in this country. And I mean, if you're on any kind of social media platform, Twitter or Facebook, I mean, the whole world has been talking about how the Premiership is back, and that's the Barclays Premiership that's back. And now the Absa Premiership is also back. So, I mean, guys, thank you. I mean, I know the Absa Premiership gets a little bit of flack. You know, people talking about, you know, they don't know. I know. Huge shout out to the guys in the Absa Premiership. Everybody starting the new season. Huge shout out to you guys. And I saw some branding, and I saw some stuff that's out there. And that is actually the conversation I want to have, right? So let's kind of get into it. So I saw an advert yesterday. No, not yesterday. 2 days ago for the Absa Premiership. They have a new campaign. It's called Woza Nazo. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Woza Nazo. And I saw the TV ad during, it was on Monday. Yes, I saw the TV ad during a show on Supersport. And I was not sure what I was looking at until the very end, right? So, but you know what? Let's do this. If you know anything about this ad, if you've seen this TV ad, if you've seen it online or whatever, hit me up. It's at Blexem. It's BLAXEM on Twitter, or hit me up on WhatsApp at 079-748-2090. And let's talk about what you think of it, right? So, I don't know what you think of the ad, because I saw it and. And you know, maybe this also possibly comes from the fact that, you know, I've in my extensive time in making adverts. Not so extensive. I mean, I love how people like to make people veterans in advertising so quick. I'm not a veteran yet, guys. There are veterans. In fact, I'm gonna be talking to someone who's not even a veteran yet, and he's much older than me. Maybe he's a stalwart. Yeah, maybe he's a stalwart, not a veteran, you know. But we'll be chatting to him later. But yeah, I mean, I'm not a veteran yet, you know. But in the time that I've made ads, I've seen a few football ads, and like South African football has its own flavor, right? There's the fan experience, there's the unique way in which you play the game, right? And that kind of encapsulates the feeling that you get from the Absa Premiership, right? Well, that's exactly what I think I want to get from communication about that, right? So, also, I mean, if you go to any match, right? So if you go, whether you're sitting in extra strong or whether you are sitting in the boxes because you're there with your client, you know that feeling I'm talking about. You know that palpable feeling that you get when you're at a soccer match. Not like hey, it's also tough to call any teams bottom tier now. But it's not like if you go to like a Supersport versus Wits, slight shade there. No, if you go to a match like between Colinaros and Kaizer Chiefs, right? There's, in as much as the stadium might not be full, but there is a feeling. There's a feeling that comes with football, and maybe that's just because this is a topic very close to my heart, but. I saw that Absa Premiership ad, and I thought the story was dope. I thought that it was a nice narrative, but I didn't get a feeling. You know, I didn't get a feeling that, damn it, you know, as soon as the fixture list is out, I want to go watch a match between Pirates and Sambul. Mapagania, also, I'm still here. For some reason, I'm still here because I can see you're making some wholesale changes. But I'm here. But yeah, we digress. So. I saw this ad and I was like, it's a story of these two kids, right? From the time that they're born, there's a scene where there's like pee coming out from one court and pee coming from another. And the whole thing is really about rivalry, I think is what they said, right? So I was like, okay, cool. This is fine. I understand the concept of rivalry, right? And it goes on. And you know what? I also can't deny the fact that there were some of those skill moves, you know, like the moves that you see in the hood, the moves that you see on the field. Some of those moves were in the ad. I'm not gonna lie to you. Some of those I went, whoa, that's dope. But we also know how tough it is to shoot choreographed things. But they did well in that part. the part where they lost me was the part where I could not, I wasn't getting the fan passion. I wasn't getting the passion of the players on the field, right? I was getting, in fact, what I said, what I posted on Twitter the other day is that, like, for me, it actually felt like it was like an ad for moisturizer. You know, like if at the end of that ad, I saw, I saw a Vaseline, you know, for the guy who wants to keep going throughout his life of rival. I wouldn't have been surprised because I just didn't get that feeling. But maybe I'm being harsh. Maybe I'm being harsh because of my passion for the game, my love for advertising and the game. So hit me up. Tell me if I'm being harsh. Tell me if you think that maybe I should just take a step back and leave the guys to advertise because, you know, the brief said this and they gave the brief what they wanted. And let's chat about it. And then that also happened to coincide with the fact that I saw an ad for the MTN 8, right? Right. Sorry about that. So I saw an ad for the MTN 8, right? And that launched, I think that launched last week as well. And that ad was quite minimalist in its whole thing. It kind of actually, it felt like it was shot in a dark background, pretty much the way they've done before, you know? If you remember, they had one of those Wafa Wafa ads from back in the day with the ball that was on fire and all that. And like, it was like, yeah, man. I'm getting a sense for a different brand of the game. Maybe that's what it is for me. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I just felt like that ad with the rivalry could have been an ad about the Polish Football League. Barring the little skills that I saw, but that narrative for me just felt like it could have been for any league, and the Wafa Wafa stuff or the MTN 8 campaign for me felt like it was giving me some of that stuff. I felt like I was getting some of that good stuff. But yeah, I mean, like I said, this is all still my opinion. But I would love to hear your opinion about it. You might have noticed I don't have anybody in studio with me today. I've got people around me. Around the studio, but I don't know, my guests are not in studio today, so we're gonna be calling. We're gonna be making two phone calls today. One is going to be all the way down in Cape Town, where the Lurie's used to be, and that phone call we're gonna be making in a couple of minutes. And then after we're done chatting to Mr. Mike Shalito of BBDO, we're gonna be talking to my man Mr. Twice. Twice, what's going on, Twice out there in Durban. They've got some exciting news about what's going on out there, what they're doing out there, and. But we're gonna get into that. So what I'm gonna be doing right now is, yeah, once again, send me your comments about the football ads and all that and what you're envisioning we're gonna be doing going forward. But that's okay. I'm excited. I think that we're very close to getting Mr. Mike Shalit on the line. So what you don't know, for those of you who don't know, the BBDO have like released this. They're working on a great campaign. In fact, yeah, I don't want to steal the thunder from Mike when he gets to speak to us. But yeah, they've been working on a dope thing, and we're trying to get him on the line right now. You know how Cape Town is, guys. You know, and in fact, things are slow in Cape Town, as they like to say. So we're trying to get hold of him. But in the meantime, I want to know how you guys are feeling about the Lurie's. You know, I've also heard, like, it's a very strange thing. You know, like I said, G-Man the Ad Man, well, Cliff Central is a media partner of the Lurie's. Thanks in no small part to G-Man the Ad Man. But I want to know how you guys are feeling about the Lurie's. You know, are you guys excited? Are you guys feeling like you have a chance to win some stuff? You know, is it still the piss off that people pretend that it is? Has it become, with things like Creative Week, right? I know some guys that are out there right now are going to some seminars, are going to check out some of the work. Has it stopped being a little piss up? You know, for those of you who are down there, right, hit me up and tell me what you guys are thinking. Has it stopped becoming a piss up? And are you guys properly learning stuff out there? So I believe we might actually, thanks to Palisa, the technical arm of the show, I think we might actually have Mr. Mike Shalit on the phone. Mike, you out there?
Yes, is that gone?
Yes, Mike, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it, man? Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, man. I've been trying to get you on the show for a while now, man. So thank you for gracing us, even though you chose to stay in Cape Town and not come to our studios. How you doing?
Yeah, no, good, man.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Still standing or still sitting.
you guys still doing some big things out there? What are you guys busy with right now?
Well, I mean, I suppose the big thing is trying to get to Lurie's.
Yeah.
But this book we've been working on, I've been kind of getting my head around getting a book out, and I mean, yeah, how bad it is just trying to get an ad out.
Yeah. That's it, right? That's what I was saying as well. I was like, oh, look at these guys at PBTO diversifying. Now they're publishing. Yeah, is that what's going on out there? Is that what your portfolio is diversifying?
Well, you know what they say, you've got to keep reinventing. And so I thought I'd try the cheapest. Talk about a new chapter.
Yeah.
It's bloody crazy, eh?
That's insane. Ooh. That's insane. So I got to, I mean, I was hoping to have a copy of the book in here. Has the book been printed already? Are copies, like, somewhere?
I mean, it's literally hot off the press.
Oh, okay, cool.
We got our first few copies yesterday, so that's probably why you haven't got one yet.
We're
launching at Lurie's, which is cool. So we're launching on Friday.
Dope. Fantastic. Maybe I can get myself a signed copy when I get to Lurie's, because I get there on Friday as well. But talk to me about the book, Mike. I read some of the stuff, some of the background stuff about it. And it's amazing how many people, you know, like it's almost like network is the university of South African advertising. How many people who are like at the head of agencies right now come from that spot? And is that what inspired the book?
Yeah, it was like, you know, I suppose, I mean, this, like any good project takes ages.
Yeah.
And we were kind of thinking when we hit 21, you know, you hit your 21st. As an agency, we started the agency in 94.
Yes.
I mean, tumultuous times.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing times to start anything.
And yeah.
We couldn't believe we were suddenly 21.
Yeah.
2 years ago. And thought, like, any 21st, what, looking backwards, looking forwards. So we thought it'd be amazing to try to do some retrospective, but not the usual, just looking back. We thought if we can somehow look forwards and just thinking about it, suddenly thought about all the amazing people that have passed through our doors.
That's right.
And where they've been, where they're going, some are still with us. And there was something really interesting, as you say, when I looked around and went, cheapers, this one's heading up Ogilvy, this one's heading up FCB.
Exactly.
This one started their own agency. I thought, wow, that's a great reminder for all of us how many amazing characters and talents we have in our industry as South Africans.
That's fantastic.
So we kind of, it's sort of from there, just one thing led to another.
That's fantastic. That is so, so cool. Like I said, I mean, I read some of the background information on the book, and it's not just, like you said, I mean, it's like your own 21st birthday present, but it's not just, you know, self-aggrandizing, it's not just self-aggrandizing. At the same time, this is also for a great cause.
Yeah, I mean, we also kind of went, I suppose the case of the agency and a lot of just how South Africans are feeling right now.
Yeah.
It's really important, whatever we do, to try to put something back. And especially, I mean, you know how passionate we all are about
creativity.
And people sometimes just see it as an indulgence rather than like something that solves problems and can actually do so much more for the country.
That's right.
So we've been doing these projects in township schools with libraries.
Yeah.
And thought, when I spoke to all the creative directors in the book, I said, wouldn't it be cool if we all did something together, formed like a loose collective, where maybe every year we just did a cool project across the different agencies.
So dope.
And everyone was really going home. One of the big things on everyone's mind was education. So we went, well, let's sort of inspire the next generation of imagination, if you like. And amongst us, so let the proceeds for the book all go towards a library that we can all put our little plaques on as like agencies and go, hey, dudes coming through this library, hopefully you're going to be the next generation of superstars.
That's just too dope.
We need to encourage more people at school level to read, get into like imagination, crazy worlds, and we need more of them coming to the industry. So this was just like one part of the book that we were quite excited about.
That is so dope, Mike. I think that deserves a horn. That is just too dope, man. That is just ridiculously dope. Because that's what it is, right? Like a lot of the time, we kind of wait for other people to put up initiatives, and also like sometimes people just kind of go, yeah, the Lurie's are doing something, you know, so it's fine. So I think it's a really, really good thing that you guys have kind of been able to put your efforts together for this cause. I think that's really, really cool. So how easy was it? How easy or tough was it to get these creative directors to kind of to contribute to the book? Because you know, creative directors are hard to pin down. I know Neo Mashego was hard to pin down. I've been trying to get him to pin him down for a while now.
I'll tell you what, I challenge all you guys out there. Try to get a book together. But I tell you what, where I was amazed.
Yeah.
Because what I tell you is I just looked at all the guys that had come through our doors and sent them a basic email.
Yeah.
I just firstly had to try and find where everyone was.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of them are scattered around the world as well.
Yeah.
And so I sent them like an email just saying, listen, this is what I'm thinking. How would you guys feel? Are you keen to be involved? All it'll take is I'm going to send you all a couple of questions, and then you know about what it takes to be a creative director,
right.
Your failures, successes, where you are now, some inspiration for people out there, some provocations, and so I kind of gave everyone about 8 different questions.
Yeah,
and I thought, shit, I hope even one person responds, and I actually got like. All in all, I got like 29.
That's 29 incredible.
Guys and girls that were keen.
Yeah.
And missed out on a few that came too late. So I'm almost thinking maybe I've got some ammo for volume 2. But
that's right. A deluxe edition like Bonang is putting out.
But I'll tell you, that was almost the easy part. The tough part was, because some of it I've asked for your best 3 pieces of work or maybe worst 3. And then finding the work. Because, you know, it goes back like 23 years.
Yes.
Finding the work and actually just double-checking. And then the proofreading nearly drove me berserk.
Look, Mike, I'll tell you this. I'm very happy. I'm so excited to know that there's been a proofreader. Like I said, because there's been Bonang Gate recently where books have gone out without proofreaders. Diction was wrong. Grammar. You know, so it makes me happy. It makes me very happy that this book has been proofread.
Yeah, it keeps us honest, eh? Like,
yeah.
I started as a proofreader.
Oh, yeah?
Same proofreader. So it's just taken me full circle.
That's insane. I didn't know that, Mike. You started a proofreader.
Nah, I mean, it's just I was an intern.
Oh, yeah?
I was an intern, and one of my big jobs was proofreading.
Oh, that's fantastic. You see, yeah, all you guys listening out there from the Lurie's or about to go to the Lurie's, even Mike Shalit, guys, had to stings and squeeze packs at some point, and he had to proofread. Now he's publishing books. I mean, guys, I mean, there's no inspiration better than that. Never. There's no inspiration better than that. But Mike, I mean, talk to me about, you know, how much this process has kind of brought you closer to your own agency. You know what I mean? Because I guess, you know, it must be easy to kind of forget, you know, like kind of the fabric of the agency that you built. You know, an agency that a lot of us have admired for a very long time. How has this process kind of brought you back to kind of, you know, like the tactile nature of your agency?
Yeah, you know, I think we all talk about it. It's so important, DNA. You know,
DNA,
the soul of an agency. As I said, we started like in 94.
Yeah.
And what was amazing, this forced me to go through, I mean, I actually found some cuttings and clippings from 94.
Oh, really?
Never mind about the agency, like literally where the country was.
Yes.
And there we were starting an agency in times like that where everyone else was bolting or hiding, you know, storing stuff in their cellars and bunkers, and there we were going to try to sell stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like, we're going to, you know, there was like this, you forget what that did to forge the agency culture. Like,
that's
we
right.
were born in the new South Africa. We had this amazing sense of purpose and sense of like, wow.
Yeah.
We don't want to just do ads. We don't want to make ads. We want to make a difference. We
that's
want to
right.
be part of the fabric. And I think that soul, it's kind of a great reminder to people out there in the agency or just even in the ad world.
Yeah.
That, you know, you look back at some of the work, And the best work that stands out is always the stuff that's touched people and
that's right.
a difference. Not always at a political level.
Yeah.
But sometimes just on a human level. Like, you know, when brands connect on a human level, you actually can change the consciousness of people.
Absolutely.
You know, we all do our pro bono ads and we do things for charities, but actually when you do work for brands, with big money out there, and you actually touch people and give them a positivity and consciousness beyond just like, you know, just selling something in an expedient way.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
It kind of comes back and you look back now and you kind of go, shit, that was like amazing. And these people, and there's a soul and a culture and a value system.
Yeah.
That is still intact today in the agency, but this was a nice way of reminding people and
In
blood and sweat, putting it into the wall.
Exactly. It sounds amazing. This book sounds like one of those things that, like, I remember when I was at AAA, we had the copy book. You know, like, to me, it sounds like it could be one of those things that, like go into like the South African bigger library of advertising books in order to kind of tell the story of South African advertising. Is that kind of how you see it?
Yes, I'm hoping so, because it's so cool just to read, like, all the different people, their sense of vision,
yeah,
and the mistakes they made. And I think it's such a, because one of my questions was, what's your most spectacular failure? Because I always believe, like, the mistakes is actually where we really grow.
That's right.
And it's such a nice inspiration for youngsters, or even some of us oldsters, just to remind us that of some of the, like, little wisdoms and insights that make us better creatives, that make us better people.
Absolutely.
Help us do better stuff in terms of our work and in terms of us as human beings. So there's a lot of that comes through from some of the great creative leaders.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other cool reminder. Like, we actually have amazing creative people in South Africa.
We really do. We really do.
And we maybe haven't paid enough homage. Like, we always have. Yeah, there's awards and you look at the work, but it's kind of, it's temporary, because that work's cool for a year or whatever.
And then 12 months later, we're done, yeah.
To have a permanent testament and, like, a tribute to some of that. So it's quite lucky that it's now in a solid book and people can hold on to it and reference it and get excited again.
I love that. I love the idea of that so much. But now Mike, I'm going to ask you a difficult question, right? And you can't say no comment, or, like, this is not one of those we must say, like, when a football match has ended and someone's diplomatic enough and they say, no, football was the winner today. This is not one of those questions. What was your favorite? Who was the one that you read? Which creative director or creative director's account did you read and go, damn it, that is so good? If you had to choose one, which one would it be?
Yeah, I've got 29 of them here. So 28 of them are going to hate me.
Okay, I'll put a disclaimer on it that you know what, after this, it doesn't change any love that Mike has for any of the other 28. Okay, wait, maybe let's not say one person, but one quote, one thing that was put in by one director or creative director that made you go, damn it, that resonates with me.
There were so many.
Yeah.
There are two that, and I mean, these aren't even, a lot of people might, well, some of the people will know some of these guys.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a guy, Tom Cullinan, which I don't know if everyone knows. He's, he headed up Jupiter Drawing Room at the time we did the book.
That's right.
Our creative director, and then he's now started his own agency.
That's right.
But I mean, he just succinctly, one of his provocations was just like, fail well.
Ah, dope.
It's just that failure is necessary in order to succeed. And it just struck me. I mean, it's really bold. It's beautifully designed.
Yeah.
But that kind of was just like saying it like it is.
Yeah.
Mariana did an amazing thing about listening.
Ah, dope.
Mariana, who now heads up Ogilvy. I mean, she was one of our great art directors.
Yeah.
She speaks about, like, listening, like, that's the best creative director you ever have.
That's fantastic.
Nao Mashigo, I mean, people, like, know Nao as the main dude, and he's inspired so many people into the industry. But he was, like, a young intern in our day.
That's right.
A copywriter.
Yeah.
And he did quite a philosophical thing about, tell me, I'll read it to you because it's quite long and philosophical.
All right, cool. Let's get in there.
I love it. This is Nao.
Yeah.
One who sows the seed will not enjoy the shade. The one generation sows the seed, another waters the seed, another prunes, another enjoys the shade. It is an intergenerational sacrifice. Deep,
But I mean, wow. That's insane.
My heart, because I believe so strongly in that.
That is insane. Wow. That book sounds like it's a must-have. It sounds like it's one of those things that, like, beyond just ad agencies and for its library kind of worthiness, it sounds like it's one of those things that, like South Africans need to kind of own because of all that philosophy that lives in there.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm hoping so, that it goes beyond just the industry, because the best ideas always do. And as I say, when you see like some of the wisdom coming out of these guys that you are, guys just make ads. No, they don't. There's philosophy, there's life comments. I mean,
yeah.
Other guys speak about loving things.
Sure.
You know, you've got to have stuff you love.
That is insane.
Whether it's hobbies, your wife, your children, your art, your music.
Yeah.
I mean, that was John F. Santana, who now works in London with Mother. There's just, and then there's some wonderful home truths. I mean, I think it was Philip Island. I mean, he started his own agency, now he's doing his own thing.
Yeah.
Island Davenport. He just said, don't be a dick.
That's like sage advice. Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Mike, it's been so, so dope, man. It's been really, really dope. So now tell me, where do people get the book beyond just the Lurie's this next weekend? Am I like going to find it at Exclusive Books? Where am I going to get it?
Well, for now, we can sell it online.
Okay.
So you can go to From Friday, because we thought we'll hold it back till Friday when we launch at Lurie's.
Yeah.
We also thought appropriately at Student Portfolio Day with the students.
That's right, that's right.
And then we're going to have a cocktail at the end of the day.
Hello.
The seminar.
Yeah.
We're selling it online on our website, networkbmedia.co.za.
That's fantastic, that's fantastic.
So then there's a link.
That's dope. Guys, you heard it straight from Mike Shelley's mouth, that you guys need to go out there and get the book. Go to the website and check it out. For me, it sounds like I said, it sounds to me like it's one of those things, like the copybook, you know, where we, you know, us stalwarts. That's what I'll call us. Mike, you are a stalwart, right?
That sounds too, like, solemn, that's too serious. I'm an old codger.
Yeah. Yeah, but when we had those books where you read about like how Leo Burnett did it, you know, how you read about how David Ogilvy did it, this for me sounds like one of those that like could start the tradition of actually getting to know how other people do it. And how some of the greats that we have right now that are living amongst us actually do this advertising thing. So Mike, I think it's a really, really dope thing, man. And I can't wait to bump into you again at Lurie's this weekend, so we can actually have a chat more about it.
Brilliant, Grant. Look forward to seeing you, man. And yeah, let's just keep remembering. I mean, I still love what I do. We're lucky to be in this world of ideas and ideas making a difference.
It's
keeps me waking up and smiling every morning.
That's fantastic. In fact, you know what, Mike? Before you go, there's actually one more question I want to ask you. So, like, you know, having gone through, like, you know, 23 years now, you know, watching the industry change and develop into what it is, and like the industry's needs changing, how much do you think? What are some of the good things that you think we've held on to from that time ago, and what are the things that you think we should definitely be shaking by this time in the game?
I mean, I'll start with the second part, because
obviously,
like, what do we need to be shaking up? And I think right now there's a conservatism that's, you know, I suppose whenever the economy's tight and budgets get tighter. But that's the time when you need more fresh and original thinking.
Boom!
Where you need to be more provocative. And I just worry that I see a lot of sameness out there.
Yeah.
And I think now with digital and the new tricks we have and the more honest way you can speak to people, like on social media, there's a chance to do much bigger things. And I worry a little bit that we've kind of, there's too much Me Too going on, because we all share and look at the same stuff.
That's so right.
I just encourage creatives to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And look where, and then the other thing is the South African narrative. It's not necessarily a political thing, but we have wonderful things we do and say and observe that needs to come through more in our work. And it's not the cliched stuff. It's stuff that happens at home and on the street and in the pub or shabin. Like, I'm just not seeing enough of that in our own language coming through. It's coming through a lot on the radio.
Yeah.
But I think clients are sometimes a little bit too strict on us, and then we don't push back enough.
Yeah.
So I just say keep pushing back, and clients need to open their minds up even more. Because when I look back at some of the work, there was some like amazingly provocative work being done in like the 90s.
That's right.
And I feel like we need more of that now.
Boom!
I think the cool thing is that there's a much more diverse bunch of guys coming through. We need a lot more guys and girls, but I think that's healthy.
Excellent.
And I think what's so cool is like the channels available to us now, there's never been a better time to get into this game because you don't even need a camera anymore.
No.
You just need a bloody phone and you can go.
Yeah. Wow, wow. I think that's amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mike. And once again, I can't wait to hang out at the Loonies this weekend and actually get my hands on this book. I physically can't wait to get my hands on the book. Designed by I read in the press release who was the designer? The young up and coming designer you worked with?
She's awesome. She's a designer, she's an artist.
Yeah.
She's been winning lots of awards. Emma Stradom.
Ah, that's right. Emma Stradom.
Someone to look out for. Yeah, she's...
Shout out Emma Stradom.
Emma Stradom. Yeah. Yeah, give her a... Yeah, no, seriously. Could never have done it without a young, happening young South African doing awesome design. And, you know, that's the thing to remember. We can't do stuff without brilliant craftsmen and thinkers around us. Everything's about collaboration these days.
Excellent, excellent. Mr. Mike Shalit, guys, once again, I'm honored to have been able to hang out with a legend on the show. Good to speak to you, sir. I'm gonna let you go back to the Cape Towniness of things, and then we'll see each other in Durban. Thanks so much, Mike.
Cool, honored to be on the show. Thank you so much, Grant. Have a good one, man.
You too. Sure, cool. Cheers, cheers. Bye bye.
Cheers, man.
That was Mr. Mike Shalit. Head of the BBDO group, creative head of BBDO group, started Network BBDO, one of those agencies that a lot of us kind of, you know, growing up just went, wow, damn it. What would it be like to work at that place? And now they're just doing some amazing stuff. This book sounds great. This book sounds like the kind of thing that all of us need to own. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to get to the Loonies and actually get to experience the book. So now we're going to be making another phone call. Right, we're going to be making another phone call to the guys in Durban. The guys that have been there for a while now, and I don't know whether we have them on the line yet. Twice, are you on the line?
No.
Are you there, brother? No, he's not there yet. We'll try him again. We're going to get hold of the guys from Book of Swag and out there at the Loonies. They're going to be doing some amazing shit. You're gonna hear about it. I'm very good at stealing thunder, but I'm not gonna steal their thunder in this one. So I'm gonna let them tell you what they're up to. But they're doing some big things. They're doing some big things out there. I think we might have them. I think we have them on the line now. Do we? Hey, Toys, what's going on?
Hey,
what's cutting, boy?
Hey,
it's the guys there, man. What's cutting?
Hey.
Oh, that's it.
I decided let me rather do this. This one is the boys. So everybody's here. Mohani's here, KK is here, and I'm here. And I'm what? Is this the standard on the line or is it the studio then?
That's what's up. No. We're out here. We're in the stew, my man. We're in the stew. So huge shout out to all the boys from Book of Swag hanging out with us right now. What's cutting? I know K missed he missed the interview the last time we did it. So welcome K.
Let me speak on this one, okay? So that didn't hold on the head of moment.
So tell me then, K, what's going on out there? Tell me what's up.
I'm the Loonies. I'm still charging this week. Until today's judging, obviously the team is going to start tomorrow.
Yeah.
We start getting to see some of the judges as media partners.
Yeah.
So it's quite cool, man. It's our first time getting to do it in this. So we've been here before.
Yeah.
Not as a part.
That's
so
what's
it's
up.
Like a learning experience even for us.
Yeah. So what is being a media partner kind of entailed for you guys in this week? You know, obviously you guys know you have access to everything and to everyone. But like, what has that been like to you guys?
I mean, look, I'm going to take this one.
Yeah.
This one is for the ghetto. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
You know, it's just supposed to show that two years ago, we were just like out here, just like struggling, making ends meet. And we were like, you know, we'd like to really like be seen as part of this Loonies community. And now we're a media partner. I mean,
what do you want?
Come on.
I mean, what do you want? That's insane. I mean, shit,
come
man.
On.
No, that's insane. So Bongani, tell me, man. I saw, like, you know, you guys are hotel living it up out there. How are the facilities? What should we be excited about when we get down there?
You should be excited for the Book of Swag party if you can make it onto the list.
Boom! Boom!
I mean,
so, yeah.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying, Bongani is underplaying this, man.
Yeah.
I'm just speaking to the yacht people the other day.
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Take a step back. You just speaking to the what people?
To the yacht people, my G.
The what people?
The yacht people. And they were just telling me, yo, you guys just booked the biggest luxury line on the East Coast right now. You have
that. Get the fuck out of here. So Book of Swag.
Too much for the boys.
Let me understand this properly.
If you go to Tokyo or if you go to California dreaming, we won't be there.
That's what's up. So let me understand this properly. So Book of Swag are going to have a party on the biggest luxury liner on the East Coast.
That's what it is, B.
You're kidding me, man. You are kidding me. Get the fuck out of here, man. Yeah. So what should we... What should we expect? What should we expect at this party, my man? What's going to be happening down there?
Alcohol. There's going to be a lot of waves, you know?
Yeah.
Especially the gum waves.
That's what's up.
That's what people should expect. And a lot of food.
Yeah.
A lot of fun times, really. Like, you know, we believe that when you plan a party, you must just make sure the alcohol is available and a lot of gum is
in the music. Sure. That's right.
What kind of music
they should
be using in the ass there.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's dope, man. It sounds like you guys are having an amazing time. And you know what? I dig what you said about, you know, this one feels like it's for the guys. You know, it's for the guys and girls coming out of, you know, what 2 years ago have been like guys who were just walking around there being on the fringes of the of the establishment, but now a big part in kind of changing the story and changing the narrative of that entire thing.
Yeah, man. That's our thing, man. That's our thing. You know, like, I think we always just talk about this, like, just between ourselves. Like, you know, like, we got to do it for the township kids, you know, like.
That's right.
For the kid who didn't, like, for the kid who didn't really go to the private school.
Yeah.
Kind of start getting to advertising, you know what I mean?
That's right.
So, we like, the epitome of those kids. Like,
yeah.
We didn't go to private schools, but we got an opportunity to, like, knock on the door of one of the ed agencies.
Yeah.
And now we're making our mark. So, you know what? We're just trying to say to the kids,
yeah.
And if you can dream it, you can be it.
That is just beautiful shit, man. That's just beautiful shit. So tell me what have you guys planned outside of planning a party of epic proportions? What else have you guys planned today? Well, for the rest of the week, are you guys engaging with other advert people down there?
Yeah. So honestly, because we're a media partner, our role is to kind of create content with the lyrics in collaboration with the lyrics. So we obviously will be interviewing some judges. We'll be interviewing people like Donovan because he's got the thing that he's doing on the side. We'll speak to the kids that, so I don't know if you know, but I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
But the Lewis is giving away like scholarships to like,
that's right,
previously disadvantaged kids from here in Natal, some school in Umlazi, and I think another school in Kwamashu. So we may be going there to speak to those kids that got those scholarships and just to talk to them about their dreams and what they know about advertising.
That's beautiful.
And what it's like to, like what Chance is saying, man, when you're in the game, my man, you don't even get to know about advertising.
That's
and
what's
up. And a lot of talented, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity to, like, kind of expose this industry, the creative industry, to those kids, and we're excited about that.
That is so dope, man. Hey, you guys are up to all types of things, my man. You know, people see you wearing big hats and big shoes. They don't know, my man. They don't know how you guys are out there changing the world. You know what I mean? They don't know that you guys are out there changing the world. So that's dope. So are you guys gonna have beyond the interviews and whatever that you're gonna be doing with the judges and with Donovan and whatever, are you guys gonna be doing anything like during the, like, you know, the ceremonies themselves? So like on the Saturday and Sunday, do you guys have any special things planned there?
We're there.
I mean, look, you know, like Book of Swag is an anomaly, right?
So yeah.
We are part, and there's also work that we have kind of collaborated with an agency.
That's right.
Hopefully shortlisted, so maybe we might be making an appearance.
That's what's up. Hey, it's too much for the boys out there. It sounds like it's way too much for the boys out there. All right, guys.
That's something very important that we shouldn't miss and we should take from this thing as the Students Award.
That's right.
All the talent is coming from that category, so please, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So the finalists came out yesterday. The work is great, man.
Yeah.
And also because this case, you can see that, like, they were not restricted in any way.
That's
so
right.
Sometimes in an agency, the client can be like, hey, yo, we don't have the money for this, we don't have the money for that. But you can see that, like, the creativity is pure and raw.
That's right.
It's quite that's the category that we're most excited about.
Man, that sounds exciting. It sounds exciting. I can't wait to get down there, my man. I can't get down there. I can't wait to get down there and see the work, and well, to see how this coastliner that you guys have got going on down there.
There's a name for it. Yeah, just let you say, but it's
like, What's the name? What?
It's a catamaran.
Hey, okay, fine. Go back to burning that town, and I'll see you guys on Friday. Guys.
Shout out. And also, Brad, before you go, man, shout out to you, man. You're possibly one of the best CDs in the country.
Oh,
and
thanks, brother.
You, because you're the man, my man. You're a good leader. You're a good teacher. Shout out to you as well.
Thank you so much, my brother.
Shout out to everybody that's doing great. You're also a good drinker.
Hey, stop it. All right, guys, thank you so much, man. You guys are doing big things out there, and I'm really, really excited for you guys, and I'm excited about you guys.
K was also on the show.
This is exactly why they didn't bring you to the show the last time. Okay, thanks so much, my chance. I'll see you guys on Friday. All right, cheers. Those are the guys from Book of Swag, doing amazing things down there in Durban, apparently. It turns out they're going to be having a party. They're going to be turning up. It turns out they're going to be having a big party on a yacht, in Durban at the Lurie's, huh? Three young guys who started in the ad game, just a couple of minutes ago. Right? Out there, media partners with the Lurie's, and at the same time, doing big things to encourage the youth, to get into advertising, but at the same time, kind of stepping up and showing us another brand of how to do this stuff. So huge shout out to the guys at Book of Swag. Huge shout out, to the Lurie's for everything that's going to be going down this week. So, guys, I'm excited AF, as the kids say, for what this weekend is going to be. Get yourself out there, and get your work out there. Good luck to everybody who's going to be who's got some work in there. Good luck to all the finalists so far. If you're going to be driving down to the Lurie's, please travel safe, and let's just make sure that we have a good, responsible time when we get down there. But at the same time, guys, let us make sure we remind ourselves and each other, for all the reasons that we do, why we love this game. It gets crazy sometimes, it gets real crazy, but at the same time, it's still the game that we love. So go out there, enjoy the Lurie's. For those of you who are going to be out here taking care of the fort. Yeah, you know, we appreciate you. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man. It's been a whole hour. You know, these guys, somebody was worried whether I'd be able to speak for an entire hour without anybody in the studio. These people obviously don't know me. But I made it, y'all. I made it. I mean, I didn't speak to myself, but I made it. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, G-Man the Ad-Man. It's your boy. And obviously, you can hear in the background, it's a different week. It's the Lurie's week, y'all. You know, G-Man the Ad-Man, Cliff Central is also a media partner of the Lurie's, so we're going to be out there. We're going to be making it happen. So look out for us. We're going to be interviewing some of you out there, some of you winners, some of you partiers, some of you people looking for business cards. We're going to be chatting to you guys. So huge shout out to you guys. Take care of yourselves, and let's get out there and have a good time in the name of great advertising and good work. So like I say every week, man. I mean, this week there's going to be very few briefs, but remember, take care of yourself, take care of those briefs, and take care of each other. Because, like I said, the other thing I say every week, if the show was on a Friday, and you know what we're going to be doing this Friday, and if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Boom! It's your boy, G-Man, the Ad-Man, out!
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, the Ad-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
With G-Man, the Ad-Man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-G-G-Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty? Huh?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
This is clipcentral.com.